Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to episode 18 of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. Why drink alone when you can drink with Lynn Miller?
God, and I do need you to drink with me.
Yeah, let's all get together on this. Hey, before we get going, I want to thank the friends of my Big Fat Bloody Mary, the people that are following us on Facebook and sharing our episodes and our posts, liking them, commenting. A bunch of people did that with our last episode. It really helps get it out there, and we really appreciate it. And when you do that, you automatically get into all of our drawings. And today, no exception, we got some two very cool prizes that I'll tell you about here in a minute. I'm Greg. I'm going to be your host. And joining me today,
Lynn.
Lynn the Talent.
Sam.
And Amanda.
And Amanda. Yeah. Amanda's been here one other time, I guess. Welcome back. Thanks for filling in.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And you can keep up with us, see pictures. A couple of us are quite good looking. And so it might behoove you to follow us, stalk us.
I just have to take a straw.
You'll have to find out which those are by going on Facebook. And we're My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. Or go to the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Now, if you go there, you can find our show notes, and we're going to have links to a lot of the products and the articles that we're talking about. Hit us up on Twitter, at mybigfatbloodymary. We're also on Instagram, posting all kinds of ridiculous things that we drink and eat, at bigfatbloodymary. And on Snapchat, we are Big Papa, BigPapaah.
Papa, I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Well, last week, we had a ball reviewing Minnesota Mule Mix. We took some time and really focused on douchebaggery. So if you're interested, affected by douchebags, you might want to go back and check out episode 17. We were joined by Jack Nicholsonian. Lynn sang one way or another. Deborah Harry has nothing on Lynn. Let's just say that. You can listen to that. And we, Erica went through some obscure profanity. And if you don't know what a laxident is, go back and check it out, because you probably need to know that. So, but that was last week. And this, well, this is this week. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get our drink on.
In case you're wondering, here's what the gang is drinking this morning.
The drink is Parker's Hangover Tonic. We're going to be drinking that. We're going to have a contest. They have offered up two $25 coupons to use on their website. So if you spend $25, which if you have a coupon for $25, you'd be pretty stupid not to, they'll cover the product. You cover the shipping, but two people are going to win that. $25 worth of swag products, their mixes. They've got different kinds of nuts and t-shirts, all kinds of cool stuff. Lynn is going to sing for us today. Yeah, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, well, that's unusual.
I think so.
Yeah. And I think Lynn's got a question she's going to field. And Amanda has stepped up and is going to cover the obscure profanity in Erica's absence. Thank you. Then we're going to give our final ratings on this mix. So here's what we're drinking today. Parker's Hangover Tonic Caesar Drink Mix. So why don't we get started on this? Let's pour a few drinks. So as we pour these, what we're seeing, Parker's comes in, this is a pretty good sized bottle. Is it, 12 ounces, does it hold?
24.
Or 24. Okay, they come in a 12 and a 24, I believe. So we have the 24. It's a dark liquid that you mix one shot of the mix, a shot of vodka, or if you're me, two shots of vodka, and Clamato. So this is a Caesar. Now, if some of our listeners aren't from the northern states or Canada, you may not know, a Caesar is very much like a Bloody Mary in the United States, but in Canada, it's their national drink. And the main difference is that it's made with Clamato. So we're following their instructions. We're using Clamato. And I got thinking, why are they calling it a Caesar? They're from Montana. And I looked into it. Well, I looked at a map is what I did.
To find out where Montana was?
Come to find out. Montana borders Canada.
Canada.
I did know that, but I didn't realize how much it bordered. 545 miles they share a border with Canada. So not surprising that the Canadians would have some influence on Montana. What's that, Amanda? What is there a state that has more border? Well, I'm glad you asked that. There are. So there, this is getting trivial, but I'm not above being trivial. There are four states that have more border, share more border with Canada. Does anyone want to take a guess what state has the most miles where they share a border with Canada? And no, you did not know this was coming. This is a pop quiz.
New York?
New York did not make the top five. The number one state, and I'll tell you, and you'll go, oh, well, duh, yeah, Alaska.
Oh, duh. Okay.
Alaska's got 1,538 miles of border. And if our listeners aren't sleeping yet, I could give the other three.
Yeah, why not? I want to hear it.
Michigan, number two, with 721. Maine, with 611. Mm-hmm. And we already said Minnesota, 547. So, but anyway, getting back to it, this is a Caesar. We're using Clamato. We followed their instructions. Everyone's got a drink in front of them. And let's maybe go around the room and get some initial impressions. Lynn, anything?
I have something, a little research I did.
Oh.
On all those states you mentioned,
yes.
They share one thing in common.
A border with Canada?
Don't do chasers with their bloodies, but Wisconsin does. So let's not forget that.
Pass those out, man.
Aren't they that cute?
I think Minnesota. Ones? Minnesota does, but they call it a snit. Yeah. So let's get our chaser on. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Scotty love.
Beer.
So, icy cold.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
We're having a Miller Lite today. That's our beer chaser.
Miller time. That's my last name. If you didn't know that.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Well, now they do.
If they didn't, now they do.
Now you do.
Yeah. So let's go around initial impressions. Lynn, have you had a taste yet? I mean, of this particular drink.
It's really spicy for me. I mean, I think people that, the spice people are going to love it, but I'm not crazy about it.
It's a little spicy
it'll
for you?
It'll get watered down a little bit with the ice, so it'll be better.
Okay, and you got your beer chaser, Sam.
Whoa, but it's really hanging on my tongue.
Yeah, you're... you know, it's...
Okay, I know, Matt. I have a mouth like a trucker.
Yeah. Yes, Lynn was told that. We were always trying to get suggestions for songs for Lynn to sing, and we get a lot of feedback. One person made a suggestion saying that you have
rodeo.
A mouth
like I have a mouth like a trucker. Anyway. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Sam, what do you think?
Initial thoughts, I like it. It definitely does have that spice and tang to it, but nothing wrong with that. So far I'm liking it.
Mm-hmm. Amanda?
I like the spice, definitely. You can almost taste that lime, the tangy part at the end of it, but it's pretty salty though.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Initial thought, that's it.
Same here. There's a tanginess for sure. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah.
I think if you like that flavor, you would like this.
I think so.
And there is a bit of a citrus undertone. The salt, well, here's the thing. You're using Clamato. That stuff's
true.
Pretty salty to begin with. I think we'll try it also with tomato juice, too, just to kind of compare a little bit. So maybe our second one.
Sorry, you could probably do like a mix half and half, which would be perfect for me.
Yeah,
half
maybe.
Tomato and half Clamato.
Not bad. Yeah. See, we're artists doing improvisation here.
That would be called a Bloody Mary press.
Would it? Okay.
Yep, that's correct.
Give it an official name. Well, while we're kicking back, having a few drinks, one of the things I like to do is listen to a good song.
Oh, am I going to sing already?
I'm hoping so. We're all hoping so. Lindy.
Jeez, I was hoping to have a little more of this. Get another moved up.
Take another belt. Get yourself. Do what you need to do. And then we want to hear you sing a song. Did you? You had a lot of suggestions. What one did you finally pick?
Stevie Wonder's Boogie Woogie. Oh, Boogie Woogie Reggae. What the hell was
Boogie
it?
Boogie on Reggae Woman?
Yeah, that Boogie one? On Reggae Woman. Jeez, I was Reggae on Boogie Woman. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So you know the song well.
Just not the title.
Really well.
Right. Excellent. Well, as soon as you're ready, I think we should definitely get that song.
Oh, God, I'm ready.
Get that song? Okay.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
I like to see you boogie right across the floor. I like to do to you till you holler for more. I like your reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I could make love to you. You make me scream. Boogie on Reggae Woman, what is wrong with you? On Reggae Woman, baby, can't you see? I'd like to see both of us fall deeply in love. I'd like to see you in the raw, under the stars above. I'd like to see both of us fall deeply in love. Mm-mm. I'd like to see you in the raw, under the stars above. So boogie on, Reggae Woman. What is wrong with you? Boogie on, Reggae Woman. What you trying to do?
Instrumental. Take a break. Have a cigarette.
Yeah, I'd like one. I'm small.
Have a Parker's Hangover Tonic. I didn't know you played harmonica, Lynn. This is awesome.
My dad does. We should talk. Yeah. Reggae Woman, what is wrong with me? Boogie on, Reggae Woman, what you trying to do? Reggae Woman, let me do it to you. On the Reggae Woman, boogie on, Reggae Woman, what you trying to do? What you trying to do? Do me, do me. What you trying to do? Oh yeah, Reggae Woman, do it, do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lynn. once again, raising the bar for all of us. Thank you so much. Man, I'm invigorated. And Amanda, you are sweating like buckets. That was a lot of dancing you were just doing.
My hips don't lie.
I guess not. I was listening to everything they said. I didn't detect one single lie. But I'm a man. I believe everything a woman says.
No videos, please. Please. It's too much.
Yeah, I know. Some of us have weak tickers. So, as if we haven't worked Lynn enough.
Oh, my God.
I think we have a question for you, don't we? From one of our listeners on, was it a, where did it come? Do you have it there in front of you? What do we got?
Gail.
Gail?
Gail, okay. G-A-L-E.
I don't
say where she's from, just says.
From the website.
Oh, it came from the, somebody posted on our website. Can I read it?
Yes,
I'll be the question and you be the answer?
Yes.
Okay. So Gail writes and she says, our son married a girl when he was in the service. They were married in February and she had an 8.5-pound baby girl in August. Well, that's exciting. She said the baby was premature. Can an 8.5-pound baby be this premature? Oh, I see what's going on here.
Oh my God.
Because it's
ridiculous.
Isn't it 9 months usually a typical gestation?
Yes. Yes.
And then let's see now. So they were married
In February,
and then...
That's 7 months.
But that's not saying they weren't doing it before February, Mom.
That's 7 months.
Well, I think that's... All right, I'm just going to hand this... I don't want to touch this one. Let's give it to the expert. Lynn, what do you got? Can a kid weigh that much that's premature?
I would say no.
You think no?
I would say not. No, no, no. And if she's trying to push that theory, how dumb is the son? But like I said, they were probably doing it before.
Doing what?
Just having a good time, you know, in the hay, rolling in the hay. And you know that other word you use that I don't like?
Getting raw under the stars.
Getting raw under the stars. Yes, getting naked under the stars.
Mm-hmm. I thought you liked
boogie,
to do that.
Boogie reggae woman. I don't like some of the terminology describing it. I don't.
Right.
I like doing it. I just don't like some
you
of
got your talkers,
douchebags.
You got your doers.
But no, I wouldn't say a baby would be premature at 8.5 pounds. Well, of course, it depends on how big the woman was. She's a big woman.
Mm-hmm. A brick house.
A brick house.
I mean, if that thing had gone full term, maybe it would have been like
a 10,
you know,
10 pounds.
Butterball turkey, 20 pounders or something.
In the service.
I don't know. Mm. I'm not a doctor.
I would say no, the baby was probably not premature, but ask Dr. Ruth.
I'm not sure that they're asking if it's premature more than she's asking, did her...
Nobody was asking you.
Oh,
bite me. Bite me.
There's, you know, we all kind of have our turf on this show, you know. This is her corner.
That's
Sam's
true.
Got a corner. Amanda, you've got yours.
She Wait. Said the baby was premature.
Right.
So she's trying to push this past the parents as she was a good little girl and the baby was premature and she hadn't slept with her, the woman's
son. Okay, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So you're basically, you're saying she's a slut.
Give it a break. They were probably in love. What the hell? So they...
She's banging the milkman or something.
Oh,
well, that's
what they're
trying to
say. That's the point, I think. That's what I was trying to say.
There's no milkman anymore.
So maybe it isn't... Well, right. It's more of a...
UPS man, FedEx.
Yeah. Or maybe your podcast guy, whatever.
Right.
Anyway. So, Lynn, you're in short dubious about the whole
Well, give the
story.
Girl a break. Hell, what the hell?
Well,
we've all got knocked up, Jesus Christ.
I have not, for the record. Not once. Well, thanks. Thank you, Gail, for posting that question. And I think you can probably sleep better at night knowing that your daughter's a whore. So if you have a question for Lynn.
In law.
Please, in law, right. Thank you.
If you have a beautiful daughter-in-law, say amen.
Right. I don't have one
Silence.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Cricket.
Chirp, chirp.
So I'll bet some of our listeners, and we have four of them, are wondering right now if maybe Lynn
Is that
could...
us four? Are we the only people that listen?
Oh, shit.
Listening to each other?
You're right.
Ralph. He's in the living room.
I look at the stats, and I see four, and I'm thinking, hey, great. And then I realize, yeah, that is us.
Oh,
Damn it. No, all kidding aside, our listenership is through the roof. This has been great. Last week, 7,500 people downloaded our little episode.
I don't know where you're getting those research numbers from. I can hardly believe it, but that's wonderful.
From the server. We use Libsyn. Most podcasts that are worth their salt use Libsyn, and they give you all the statistics. Yeah, I could tell you where
that
they
wasn't
are.
Just from one computer. You just re-downloading it over and over and over.
No
are
comment.
We sure?
No comment. We don't
crickets.
Track that. We don't track that. But thank you, Lynn. Let's move right along. Are you guys still drinking this? Amanda, you made a little bit of a tweak to yours, and I was inspired to do the same. What did you do?
I did.
In your own words.
I added a little extra Clamato because I thought maybe that one full shot glass was pretty strong for my flavoring. I mean, it was still delicious, but it was just almost like extremely... on the verge of overpowering. So yeah, add a little Clamato and it made it better for sure.
So we followed suit. I did the same thing. And in the interest of full disclosure, I also added more vodka just to keep the ratio correct. Would.
I'm bad at adding vodka. So I just kept pouring till you said stop.
And it's UV vodka.
And it is UV vodka. And we're still enjoying some of those free samples they sent us. If you are the distiller of a fine vodka or even a middle-of-the-road vodka, feel free to send them to us and we'll review it.
Yes,
hit us
definitely.
Up on Facebook or on the website.
Yeah, we'll drink it.
We'd be interested. But UV is kind of our favorite right now.
Can I put in a request?
Yes.
If you make tequila, that's delicious too. Send it over.
Yeah, you're the tequila.
I'll be the tequila sampler my Bloody Maria.
Okay. I talked with Hornitos a little bit on Twitter, and I don't know if any of those media guys listen, but we had a little back and forth, and they seemed interested. But so if you Hornitos folks are listening, we would definitely showcase your product on an episode or two.
Hornitos.
Yeah, a little tequila, Bloody Maria. So, Sam, you had a little something from the news that I found interesting. I know you didn't know I was going to bring this up. We were talking about it earlier.
Sure.
You want to tell us about that?
It just might be the best invention ever.
Oh, well, never mind.
I mean,
that doesn't sound like a very big deal. Let's move right along to the world's largest ball of wax.
I don't mean to waste the listener's time. Yeah, go ahead. No, it's the JerkyBot. The JerkyBot.
JerkyBot.
That's what it's called. Yeah. Yes, it's still in the testing stages, but essentially, it is a drone that looks like a wooden butcher block, and then you can put your beef jerky on this drone, and it literally follows you around. So imagine you're vacuuming, and your little drone with your beef jerky.
Yeah.
It's just following you around the whole time.
Yeah.
So vacuum with one hand, eat some beef jerky with the other. Mowing the lawn on your riding lawnmower, sure enough, beef jerky is right there with you.
I can't tell you how many times I've gotten out on the back 40 mowing, and I'm like, where the fuck? I had beef jerky.
Where's
now
my
it's
beef?
In
where's
the kitchen.
Right.
I have to turn off the mower, run back in the house, get the...
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
I mean, they're solving important... problems.
Well, I'd like a drone that had a drink on it following me around.
Is that
well, you could probably do that.
Maybe
too.
As a cup holder?
Sure.
For your Bloody Mary.
Right. Maybe four of them. You know, like
on
when
each
you're
corner
out...
to weigh it, you know, even it out the weight.
Exactly.
Right.
Or you're traveling in a group, you know.
Whatever, I drink all four.
Or that, yeah. So is this thing a prototype? Are they available? Can you buy them yet, or what's the deal?
You cannot buy them yet, but they've got it to the point where it's working pretty consistently. They've got some videos out there of it working. They've started advertising it, so it should be out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Also, I like this little tidbit. The creator of it said that the idea was inspired while he was under the influence of alcohol. So he had a few beers in him, and then boom.
Right.
The idea came right to him, as many great ones do.
Right.
Wow.
So, right. You know, those ideas that you act on that are preceded by, here, hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
Not always. They're not always the best ideas, but
like
this one.
Like this podcast. That's kind of how this came along.
I don't really know how this all started.
I feel like when I have a good idea and I'm drinking, I'll wake up and be like, shit, what was that good idea?
Oh, you lose it.
Yeah, you lose it. You got to act on it.
Yeah.
Or write it down.
Yeah.
But then when you write it down, you're like scribbles and you don't even know what it means. It's like hieroglyphics.
Right? Damn. Well, so I guess we'll wait for that. The jerky bot.
Well, I just can't
it
wait.
It sounds like a really obscene dance or something. What are they? Oh, my God. What are those kids doing out there? Oh, don't worry. It's the jerky bot.
Yep. It's also a dance. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to be
No, it's very complex. Okay. I don't know all the the whole dance. But
yeah, I think you could throw a rod or
all
bust
the kids are doing
ring.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it. But, well, cool. That's interesting. And we're going to, I'll post a link onto mybigfatbloodymary.com to that article that you showed me. There's a couple pretty good videos that actually show it in action that looked pretty interesting. So let's move on to our next segment.
Yay.
Obscure profanity.
Time for today's profanity.
So, Amanda, you have gone in and found some of the, not the common vulgarities that you hear on the corner in your neighborhood or in a bar, something a bit unique that perhaps our listeners don't know about, but they could maybe use in their daily vernacular or take into the workplace. What did you find?
I just like the comment about taking it into the workplace because
why not?
I completely use some of these in the workplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, on the slipway.
On the slipway.
Yes. On the slipway. Okay. Just imagine you're at work. And there's people standing around you and you're in the lunchroom and you really feel like you maybe have to go. And you're like, get the bleep out of the way. I have got one on the slipway as you shove your way to the bathroom because it means that you have to poop.
Right.
You have a stool movement and it's coming out. It's like a turtle head.
Once you get on a slipway, you're not really going to go back up that.
No, you can't go back up the hill. You better get the hell out of the way or someone's going to be pooping in the lunchroom.
So I'm glad I did suggest the workplace. Yeah, that's good. On the slipway.
I'm not sure they all refer to the office because technically the next one should probably be a little more private.
Oh, God.
As in the home between you and your loved one. Okay. It's called the Blumpkin.
Ye old Blumpkin.
Not pumpkin, Blumpkin.
Some of these, okay, I never know what these are going to be. Like, I just find out as we're going. Some of these, I hear the word and I have an immediate response. Like, remember the one sand hole?
Oh, my God.
Immediately,
oh,
I recoiled my sphincter type.
Oh, my God.
But then I hear some, like, this one, Blumpkin. I like it already.
It's kind of easy sounding. Easy sounding.
Kind of cute sounding. What is it?
Okay. You might think it's cute. It's when your significant other is giving you a blowjob while.
Okay, so far, so good.
Really like it,
while you are pooping or sitting on the toilet.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you actually have to be pooping.
Yeah. That's love.
So a blowjob while you're on the toilet.
That's dedication. Wow.
You never get that kind of love from me.
Me either, I'm pretty sure.
You know we're going to get...
If you spit in my mouth, that's okay, but no.
Yeah, oh my God.
Okay, we're done.
I'm afraid of the feedback we're going to get on this one. Lynn, I'll filter you from it.
Oh, Lord. So,
from you.
Are you ready for the next?
I don't know. I'm still recovering from the last one.
How about I just do one more?
Nah, keep going. We're on a roll.
All right, good. Perfect. So I wasn't quite sure about this because I didn't know what one of the words meant, but it's called the Welsh. And it means masturbation while jerking off with a leak. And you listen to a male choir. So you're listening to a male choir sing in the background and you jerk off while you're taking a leak.
Leak. Like.
That's complicated.
Wow. Yeah.
Listening
well,
to
things
a choir.
Would really have to line up.
But technically, Eric.
Leave it to the Welsh.
I have to say.
Sure.
Someone else wrote this word and I'm not sure if they mean leak the vegetable or taking a leak. I mean, you could stand around with a leak in your hand and masturbate, right?
Oh, yeah. We've all the done time.
That is super random.
I don't even have any leaks in my at all.
Well, I don't have any leaks today. I guess I'm not going to get the jerk off.
Oh, good God.
I wonder if an onion or something else would work just as well.
Shallots.
Shallots. I shallot.
Are we moving into obscure fetishes now?
Oh, almost.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to say, though, I didn't pick all of these.
You're not claiming responsibility for that one.
I just claim responsibility for one.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to hear the next one?
Not really. Yeah, I do. Oh, please, I'm kidding. Please. Okay. Yes, bring it on.
All right. I think I should use this one. So it's called the carnival. You know, go to the carnival. Someone has to guess your age based on.
Oh, right. Yeah, they have a guy that'll.
Yeah.
Your weight and your age and that. Yeah.
Oh, is it just the weight?
Well.
Okay, hold on. So it's a sexual position where the woman sits on a man's face and he guesses your weight.
Oh.
Wow.
I generally thought in first that meant where they stand around, they guess like your age. I guess it's age and
I don't
weight.
Think they could guess your age if you sat on their face. Well, maybe. Never mind.
Okay, Lynn. Thank you for that tidbit.
For the record, Amanda, if I invite you to go to the Oktoberfest, which does have a carnival, I am just talking about that festival. Okay, just
wait. What? You don't want to take me to the carnival?
Well, you know, we
talk sounds about like around the world
later. Oh, Lynn, did you have your own
carnival
around the world? Is that a profane term? Or?
Is that where like men from every continent guess your weight? I'm just curious.
Hey, I'll go for that. Your weight.
Oh, don't pretend you have it
not
already.
Her age. Hello. It's just weight.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Amanda. You know, yes, Erica left some big shoes to fill, and I think you did a great job.
Thank
Good
you.
Stuff. Yeah.
Enough of that. Now, on to this.
Let's turn our attention back to Parker's Hangover Tonic. And I want to read just a little bit and talk about them just a little bit before we get our final ratings on the product. Here's their slogan. When you feel dead, it'll clear your head. They're all about the hangover and helping you out with it. And I took a little something off their website, the little about us. Check out their website, by the way. They have a ton of really good recipes on there and a lot of products. And the other product they have that I have not talked about yet is these various nuts that they have. And they sent us a bunch of those and we were snacking on those before we started
they
recording.
They were quite good.
Aren't they good?
Yeah.
They have pecans and almonds and they're kind of rolled in something.
Like a sugary.
Oh God. They're almost, like candy.
Yes.
They're,
it's those candied nuts so good. You make at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Well, they're really good.
Yeah. Great stuff. Almonds, cashews, and pecans. Pecans or pecans?
Pecans.
I don't know.
Pecans.
I don't say it. But they're at parkershangovertonic.com. And just to give you an idea, their 12-ounce bottle, this is the one we're hitting off of here. And the four of us have had a couple. And we've
24.
Still.
This is the 24.
Or I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Okay. We have a 24. And the four of us have each had a couple of them already. And we still have, I don't know, most of that bottle left there. We're not even, are we a quarter through it maybe? I don't know. But it seems to go a long way. And one of those goes for $18. But then they're running a special right now. So if you buy four, the fifth one is free. So for example, the 12-ounce bottle retails for $13. But if you do the five of them, it's $65. Now, I'm no mathematician as you know, we know, but I think that's a good deal. So they're from Montana, as we mentioned. It was started when Amy Parker, who is a Caesar aficionado, desired to not only enjoy the perfect Caesar or Bloody Mary, but enjoy the drink every time it was ordered. So that desire paired with her entrepreneurial spirit, support and encouragement from family and friends, and interest from a few local taverns, saw a woman with a great recipe begin to commercialize her creation. So that's what we have in front of us. Let's go around and give it a rating. We're going to use that universal scale that, well, the whole world pretty much has signed on to now, 1 to 77. Lynn, do you want to put a number on it?
69. It's too spicy for me, but as I put more Clamato in it, so that did help.
You? Yep.
And it's good. I think it's one of these sipper things that I would probably just really, I mean, I do like it, but it was too spicy to start with. But it's more of a man's Bloody Mary. Amanda likes it spicy, so maybe.
The word man is in my name, so technically.
That works.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Sam, what did you think?
I'm going to give it a 65. I kind of agreed with Amanda that it was a little overpowering at first.
Yeah.
But I do like the more concentrated mixes because it does give you that opportunity to kind of adjust it to your own taste. Yep. So if you're a fan of that, keep it with the one shot of the mix. If it's a little too much, you can cut back as much as you need to and kind of get that right mix. Because I did like the flavors that was going on. It was just a little much with the full shot of the concentrate for me.
Yeah. So your rating is kind of as, you know, following the exact recipe.
Right, right. But I'm saying if I had a little more time with it,
it could. If you backed it off a little on the measurement, maybe it'd be better.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you, Amanda?
I think I would say probably a 65.
65? Same as Sam then, right?
Yeah. I do like it. Actually, I really like that flavor. It's kind of a strange thing to say, but it almost reminds me of like A1 sauce, like a little bit zippy, but it's spicy and I like that. And I do like what Sam was saying about how like you take it back a notch.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that it seems really salty to me.
Yeah.
If you change it out and just do tomato juice without the Clamato, that might change maybe some of that.
Yep.
But I think it's pretty good. I would definitely say it's high on my list.
Yeah.
Okay. I was also going to say, we discussed it earlier, how the motto on it says what? When you feel dead, it'll clear your head.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing about what if you don't feel dead?
Uh-oh. Would you have superhuman
What if you just need like
abilities?
To clear your head?
Right.
So like I have a really big life choice to make. I better have some of this.
Well, let's take a poll. Do we all feel very clear-headed right now after drinking these drinks without feeling dead beforehand? I know I do.
Definitely.
Yeah, boy, you pose a great question there, Sam. Mm. Really, that's the high-minded kind of question you get here.
You have to mull that
you don't
one
get
over.
On those other podcasts. Like when we had Lynn.
So you guys aren't clear-headed because you're still thinking about it.
I'm completely clear-headed. I think that's a great choice. I'm in. Give me some Parkers.
Bring it
whether
on.
I'm dead or not.
Yeah. So here are my thoughts, if anyone cares. And I'm not the big Clamato guy, but I wanted to mix it the way they prescribed it. And so that's how we did it. And when you bring the tomato, you do, you do bring the salt. And so there it is. What I'd like to do is
when you
maybe,
bring the Clamato.
You bring the Clamato.
You said
tomato. When you bring the tomato.
Clamato.
But not tomato.
Tomato.
All right. So my thought is, when you bring the Clamato, with it comes the salt. So I don't know what you would do. You can't unsalt once the salt's there. So I'm not loving it as much as I would. I think if I made it up fresh with just tomato juice, I'd probably get up into the 70s for sure.
Yes.
With the Clamato as prescribed, and yeah, I agree with you guys, doing the full shot, I thought was a little bit much when we backed it off and did about a half of one. Pretty good. And that particular mix with Clamato, I'm going to give a 69 too. But with the disclaimer, depending on your individual taste, if you're in Canada and this is how you drink them all the time, I bet you're going to give it up in the 70s probably. But
definitely.
For me, I've gone more tomato, a little bit fresher.
Yeah.
That's my number given the exact configuration that we've mixed. But I think it's a very tasty mix. I like the bit of tang that's there. I like the little bit of spice. It's a good amount of spice for me. So pretty good stuff. And I'm looking forward. We got a whole bottle of it and I'm going to continue to drink it for sure. So, well, thanks you guys. Stick around or come back next week. We're going to be reviewing the Murphs famous. And in the meantime, keep up with us. Find us on Facebook. We're on at My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. On the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com. And on Twitter, you can hit us up at My Big Fat Bloody Mary. On Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary. And on Snapchat, Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player. Papa. I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Cheers, bitches.
Well, we look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing.